Bigotry. Pure bigotry. Is that all law enforcement really is? Inquiring minds want to know. You know, purchasing decisions have to be made. But look, they're using like Google Maps. The Google boys are Jews. You know, Einstein was a Jew. He invented the nuke. He got credit for it. The other guy, Oppenheimer, I think he was Jewish. But Hitler made great stuff too, you know. Like a German guy made the Glock. I read the book about the making of the Glock. And it's an interesting story. You'll have to read it for yourself, but I'm literate. I know special speed reading methods that combine the best of Einstein and Hitler. And the Glock was a legal battle story. Like, you know, intellectual property rights to new weapons technology, and that's that. And it's serious shit. Like, you know, people want to take you out when you come up with a new innovation that's better than what's out there. And he simplified it, you know, and brought it down from like the number of moving parts. And I've taken apart a Glock. You know, when I bought one, I can take apart a gun and, you know, whatever, rub some oil on it and, you know, move the spring back and forth. It's easy enough to do, but I'm, you know, pneumatics has got less parts than a Glock and way more missile options. But yeah, bigotry, pure bigotry. So I've seen like, you know, commercials. I won't name specific companies, Axon, but like, you know, they got like it's like a cool commercial. It's a well done, like commercial, like some black, you know, law enforcement guy in like a suit, and he goes over to like a briefcase and opens it up, and there's like some VR goggles and a taser, and it's like, yeah, you know, I'm in on this stuff. And you know, that's technology. You know, people like technology. And I've seen the Israeli stuff too. They do the same shit, like VR training for like jet fighting and weapons, you know, like how to like shoot people in crowds. But this whole thing, you know, like, you know, yeah, I'll bring it up. You know, US government collaborates with Israel for training. You know, it's like a fucking joke. Like, I've gone out. I went to bars in Israel, you know, and I was like kicking it with like American soldiers and, you know, who are like, you know, screwing like Israeli women. And the tension was there. Like, I got along with them. Like, okay, like we could shoot the shit. You know, I talked to like drone pilots and they told me how it was. It was like fucking, you know, kill them and then go have a taco, you know, just like right out of Reservoir Dogs, you know. Like, I think I'll go have a taco. You know, it's that fucking cold. And, you know, but Israeli weapons technology, you know, that whole Iron Dome thing is just fucking retarded. You know, like fucking satellites to shoot the missiles out of the air. I mean, like videos of those guys doing like sprinkler dances and like fucking COVID masks, like around a tank. Like, you're such a geek, it's not even real. So I'm not that fond of soldiers either. Like, I understand it. Like, everyone's got to make a living and you want to be a hero and, like, fucking, you know, get laid. But, you know, I've heard more than one. Let's say I've heard at least one fucking statesman opine that, like, soldiers are, like, pawns. You know, I hate to be rude. There's probably some knights and rooks and whatever. But, you know, it's politicians and lawyers and technology that are behind the scenes running things. And you know, anyone who says otherwise is not really seeing through the fog of war. But yeah, bigotry, pure bigotry. You know, people like to look at like sketches of Leonardo da Vinci that he made with like the helicopter. Like even Bill Gates, I think he purchased that stuff because it's cool. Like, you know, inventions and stuff and like Italian sports cars. I'm into like I wish I could do. I wanted to break the mold, you know. I don't want to be trapped and pigeonholed in like, you know, what I can do based on race, ethnicity, and sexual preference. And I think there's, you know, people like, you know, African-Americans that feel the same way. You know, they can't get anywhere in tech, no matter what they do. You know, these SJW woke companies are so full of shit, it's not even real. You know, they say they want African-American and female founders like WeWork, and then you try to bring it and they fucking kick you out for not being a white trash, homosexual, geek, AIDS-infested little femboy in skinny jeans. But yeah, just get over it. Like, get used to it, you know? Like Jews make good dentists, you know? Like Jews aren't all that dumb. They're fucked up. I don't get along with Jews. I don't like them. Like, they'll diss you, too, even if you're part of the tribe, you know? And if you, like, you know, try out Jesus, that's, like, it. Like, it doesn't matter if you, like, convert, you know? You know, it's still an uphill battle. Like, some of them did, but, you know, like, finding Jesus at, like, 95 years old, you know? I found him a little earlier. I was, like, 25. In Monterey, I was baptized. And you know, I tried to abide by it, but it didn't really make me complete. I had to find Genghis also, and also Caesar, and also Napoleon, and also Musashi. I had to find a whole lot of motherfuckers. You know, sorry. Excuse my language. You have to be very Victorian when you're dealing with, like, fucking, like, murder, you know? You can't say, like, I hate a motherfucker. You have to say, like, he was not gentlemanly in his conduct of, what's the rules for boxing? You know? Or someone give me that name for terms. Queensberry boxing rules in dueling. Hold on 1 second. But yeah, like Christopher Columbus, I think he was like part crypto Jew or something, you know, and I think they had like cannabis sales like crossing the Atlantic, you know. I don't know who owned the slaves. I don't think my family owned slaves, you know. You can like put the like racist thing on me for like saying nigger like every once in a while, like or white trash, you know, or kike. You know, call me what you want. I'll try to deal with it, you know. I'm doing my best to support free speech, like You can publish whatever fucking comment you want on wowls.com. I'm going to click that approve button. Go for it, you know? Like cyber trolling is like serious shit. It can like get your emotional state in a twist. But yeah, I would have, you know, I might have been content to do like pure advertising technology, you know, with my Brainstorm Pro thing. I had it all the way back in like 2005, 2006. But fools kept dissing it, you know, like caveat emptor. Like, you know, giving the cat call in Roman style, like this fucking Jew is like trying to rip you off. And it's like, nah, motherfucker, I studied Caesar too. And, you know, you can read up on the story of what Caesar did to the people who held him captive. They were pirates. They were pirates who took Caesar when he was young. I love Rome. I'm not into HBO and those like fucking weak ass fake, like, you know, TV series on like Baltimore drug dealers, like The Wire, like D'Angelo Barksdale, he hangs himself in the jail library with like a do-rag. You know, the physics of that just don't work out. How many like non-dirty law enforcement officers are there? Zero? Or like 5-10%? Honestly, I don't know. I don't pretend to know. 50%, maybe 50-50 at best. What I really think, 0%, murder for hire for corporate interest and conspiracy to false imprisonments for business interest. But that, you know, that's America with a K. There is no law. There is no justice. There's only business interests. It's just money. And money is the law. I'm sorry if this thing's like, well, I'm not sorry, but this recording, I have to like pause and pause. Like, I'm trying to do this without a Neuralink. Like upload my, I'm not ready to get chipped yet. I'm not ready to get chipped like a pig, like for Elon Musk's Neuralink corporation or his competitor, the brain chip. Blackwater, private military contractors. I've never been a part of them, but I've seen them like fighting, like, you know, if their hats turned backwards on like rooftops, you know, made out of like sand. bricks in the Middle East and like bullets dinging around. I know people who have fought in the Middle East, even quote unquote Jewish guy. Yeah, I met one Jewish guy. What was his name? David Luna. I don't even like to bring up names of people I met in Israel, but it's so fucked up. Like ex-military Semitic guys like moving to Israel and then like trying to become religious and grow out those like geeky little like payas and then just like, you know, having a mysterious accident, car accident soon after. It's like, it's really like racial and political, all this stuff. And you can't even, you know, people want to train people like outdoors in the parks, but you can't even like fucking throw a shadow punch in a public park without like a pig rolling up on you and like trying to arrest you. Conclusion: law enforcement obsolete. There's only private contractors. It's 100% proven by the murder of Christopher Crosby, a.k.a. CeCe, proper African-American litigant. Murdered for bar association business interest by police under color of law. I don't think there can ever credibly be quote-unquote public servants upholding the quote-unquote law. You know, things like theft of Black's dictionaries and withholding PC 851.5 rights, falsified coroner's autopsy reports, the whole list is unspeakable, but it is typable. Wait, scratch that. It's speakable in combination with typable. If you speak the truth, you'll be knocked out of the game before you can get your message out. If you can type emails and send them real fast and, you know, link to things you've spoken on recording, you know, you might have a chance. But, you know, the United States is the grid and it's that locked down due to these sorts of laws. And, you know, I'm trying to just make America better. Were there really any law enforcement officers that were like trying to feel the burn, like vote for Bernie Sanders, that like washed up like 80-year-old communist Jew geek? My parents were like liking that idea too. I wasn't feeling it. You know, it was about equal with how I felt about Obama. Pure racial discrimination. Period. That's all law enforcement is, and that's all the kangaroo courts are. It doesn't matter what legal strategy you use. It's just like British guys in wigs, you know? If you're like a Black or a Muslim and you're like trying to like go into like, you know, one of those British courts with those dudes wearing the wigs and like the gowns, and, you know, it doesn't matter what the hell you say, you know? Because I studied. I read Robert Greene and his, like, you know, seduction and war strategies and those books. I'm literate. I read about Benjamin Disraeli in the UK and dealing with those people. And, like, you know, it's that's the politics of Christianity and law and history. Founding fathers, I don't think they were the worst people. I think they tried to be as inclusive as possible. And they sure as hell knew who Genghis Khan was. They weren't geeks. Because literate, educated people know that it was Genghis Khan and the Mongolian army bringing gunpowder from China to Europe is what was the first revolution in arms. Before the nukes invented by that kike Einstein. And Oppenheimer. I don't know what Oppenheimer's ethnicity was. And then we got artificial intelligence. And, you know, that's kind of what it's looking like. But, yeah, Einstein. I honestly don't know how much Einstein contributed, whether he's overrated or not. I do know he was like a like $100,000 per year salary professor and gave up, you know, all the rights to his inventions to the government to like use however they want under contract. So no, I don't kiss Einstein's ass. He was a scientist, and you could consider him an inventor, but he wasn't a business strategist. You know, it wasn't like he made something and then had a marketing. You know, these fucking engineers, they don't even, you know, like a fucking like 13-year-old like ditzy female high school dropout could potentially be considered more intelligent than like an engineer with like a degree from MIT. You know, at least like young females like understand what branding is. You know, like you got to name the motherfucker for it to have like success in a competitive commercial market. But you know, these engineers, they got their head up their ass in so many different ways, it's not even real. Yeah, engineers, I don't like them either. You know, they also got issues. I talked to this asshole from like one of the biggest inventions patenting companies. And I tried to explain to him, like, you know, let's work together. You know, you work with people who want to patent their inventions, and I have the number one software for, you know, creating inventions. And he was like, nah, not interested, and hung up. I'm like, fine, enjoy UBI, cocksucker. No, sorry, I don't want to be that rude, but like, enjoy UBI, both types. You know, that's the stakes here. UBI, universal basic income. You know, you got like, you know, these big tech companies who want to drive everybody down like 1,000 cyber shekels per month with like, you know, fucking like pharmaceuticals if you get out of line and, you know, do something to lower your social credit score like jaywalk. Pure racial discrimination. Would law enforcement ever purchase any sort of weapons or technology with an African American as a co-creator? The answer? Probably not. Unless they were like forced to by public opinion and economics. Yeah, I'm very progressive and open-minded and liberal. Liberal in some ways. I believe in, you know, libertarian economics, like that Ross Ulbricht guy, that criminal who had to get like 155 back-to-back life sentences for selling medicine instead of toxic pharmaceutical poisons. So, you know, I've read websites like National Vanguard, you know, like the white nationalist movement, And these guys, they won't even acknowledge that an African American is capable of like creative engineering technology. You know, they're just like, they don't understand that if you like, you know, take slaves and like introduce them into your culture and, you know, they become a part of it and they deal with the technology and they experience life and they read books and like see things on TV. They don't understand that, you know, they too can come up with a market-crushing innovation. You know, the most intelligent people I've worked with in business are African-American. You know, maybe not. Well, I would say, I'm not going to say the most intelligent, but I'm going to say like the best brainstorming collaborators. You know, because, you know, if you're serious about fusion brainstorming, you want to brainstorm with people from different backgrounds than you. And like, you know, do your best to find the quote-unquote middle ground. And the high ground. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this audio up. I want to be considerate. I don't want to overload you. I'm not sure how many megabytes this is. I don't have my Neuralink or brain chip yet. I'm going to wait till like 100 million people give like consumer ratings on those things. I know the idiots in the media, you know, these like mental midgets and... whatever. Sorry, these honest, you know, journalists and talk shows that give fair play to people like Elon Musk, you know, who are you know, all giddy about the Wi-Fi chips in your skull. What was I going to say? Yeah, I don't have the Neuralink yet, and Joe Rogan won't he won't even contact me back for paid advertising because he's a chimpanzee compared to Elon Musk. He said it himself. He's so in awe of like the 400-pound gorilla, Elon Musk, that he feels like a chimpanzee. I think that's fucking pathetic, Joe. Yeah, your spin kick's okay. I would not want to get hit with like a Joe Rogan Taekwondo spin kick, but calling Elon Musk like a 400-pound gorilla and promoting Neuralink and not giving something like Brainstorm Pro any fair airtime, even with paid advertising, is unforgivable. Get fucked, Joe. UBI, both types, loser.